This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. The United States and Iran are holding talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia. Iran's state-run news agency confirmed that three-party talks with the US, Iran and Pakistan has begun after a reduction in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon and other preconditions being met. Iran's semi-official news agency reported that key issues on the agenda include efforts to implement a ceasefire in Lebanon, the release of Iranian assets held by the US, and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's first Vice President Mohammad Reza Arif has warned that no agreement would be reached if the United States prioritizes Israel's interests during the talks. The negotiations come as Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakir Qalibaf and a U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance reached Islamabad for talks to end the hostilities in the West Asia. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies in Katwa, Jangipur and Kushumundi. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed rallies at Bankura and Purulia in West Bengal. Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee addressed public rallies in Bankura, West Midnapur and Jhargram. Polling for 294-member West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on April 23rd and April 29th. In Tamil Nadu, electioneering is on full swing. Senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal campaigned for AIADMK. While interacting with the media at Royapuram, he highlighted the central government's efforts in solving the fishermen problem and assured that diplomatic efforts will continue for the welfare of the fishermen. BJP candidate Dr. L. Murugan also campaigned at various places. DMK chief and Chief Minister Stalin held a roadshow at Pudukottai. He blamed AIADMK chief Palanichami for not standing with the people of the state on various issues. AIADMK chief Palanichami blamed the DMK for failing to protect the economy of the state. Shashikala, the leader of All India MGR Munetra Kazagam, introduced the contestants in selected constituencies. Union Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said that all user fee payment at national highway fee plazas across the country are being processed exclusively through digital modes of FASTag or Unified Payments Interface UPI from 10th of this month. The ministry added that, however, this transition has not been implemented in the states of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Assam and West Bengal, as well as the Union Territory of Puducherry, in view of the Model Code of Conduct currently in force due to ongoing electoral process. In Bihar, 13 people have been killed and many others injured in a tragic road accident in Katihar district last evening. The accident occurred near Paskada Chowk in Koda block on National Highway 31 when a bus collided head-on with a pickup vehicle. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives in the accident. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each will be provided from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund to the next of kin of the deceased. The injured will be given financial assistance of 50,000 rupees. Sadhana Saptah 2026 has recorded over 3.18 crore course completions, marking a tenfold growth under Mission Karma Yogi. The campaign, held from 2nd to 10th of this month, reinforced the government's commitment to building a future-ready, citizen-centric and competency-driven civil service ecosystem. In the Asian Wrestling Championship, India's Sujit Kalkal and Abhimanyu Manwal won gold medals in the men's freestyle categories in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. Sujit dominated Uzbekistan's Umidon Jalavov 8-1 in the 65 kg final, becoming the first Indian since Bajrang Punia in 2019 to win gold in this category. In the 70 kg, Abhimanyu Mandal pulled off a major upset, defeating Mongolia's Olympian Tomor Ochiga Tulga 5-3. And that is the end of this news bulletin.